Well, my friends, here we are on this live Tuesday edition, October 1st, 2013, year of our Lord. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we are going to be live here for the next hour and a half with a special live InfoWars nightly news transmission with myself, Alex Jones, David Knight, who's in here in studio with me, and the rest of our research and reporter crew. To break down exactly what's happening here from the InfoWars.com studios deep in the heart of Texas, Austin. I've marveled a lot since this bill was introduced 5 years ago and since it was passed 3 years ago at how bad the 13,000 pages are, the 3,000-page bill, the 10,000-plus pages of writers. And we knew that it wouldn't be ready to be implemented today. We said that. It's so corrupt, has so many special interests with their fingers in the pie, that there's no way to implement it. And that itself is the blessing of tyranny. And by that I mean, historically, tyrannies can't get themselves together. They're too busy robbing, stealing, raping, to really kill the entire population. They would if they could. They would enslave everybody. It's their nature. But when you do get a tyranny that gets its ducks in a row, you're in trouble. Adolf Hitler and the Nazis, Mao Zedong and the communists in China. There's a lot of examples of this, unfortunately, in the last century. But the number one cardinal rule of these type of individuals throughout history is that they don't want anybody else to have any of their own wealth. They don't want anybody else to be successful or independent. And so they have a lust to control and dominate everything. But there are so many corrupt mafias involved buying and selling politicians that they all got a piece of the legislation. Pure socialism, the type of stuff we see in socialist healthcare Japan, socialist healthcare in places like Denmark, Sweden. If it's real socialism, where you have a professional medical corps and you take taxes from the public and then put it into the National Healthcare Service, can deliver care. But normally it delivers a lot of social engineering at the same time. But if you look at the National Health Service in England or in Canada or in Australia or now here in the United States, it is always a nightmare because it's administered by private interest that wrote the legislation to begin with to be able to maximize profits. And that's really at the heart of this. It's just like a con for poor people with adjustable rate mortgages that start out at 5% but end up being 18% in a couple of years. It sounds good up front at the signing table, but it's written and engineered to make sure you pay a bunch of money up front and the down payment and lose the house, because the real profits for these loan sharks are in flipping it over and over again. And so that's the bottom line. I've talked a lot about the different angles that are involved here. And through Obamacare, we can really see how the whole collectivist program is going to work. Bring something in on false promises, wreck the entire system, and then offer total collectivism at the grassroots as the solution to the destruction of our healthcare system. This has been done in country after country. But there will still be offshore megabanks that own the private insurance companies who wrote this legislation. They wrote it here. They wrote it in England. They wrote it in Spain. They wrote it everywhere. They will still be getting the profits for themselves. And that's an article up on InfoWars.com last Friday where Adan Salazar breaks down the top 10 insurance companies in the last 3 years since this became law. Their stocks more than doubled on average. And there's a new article out today by Paul Joseph Watson at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com showing the latest New York Stock Exchange numbers where they exploded even more today. Now that this unmitigated looting has gotten into place, and we have the graphs on that as well. And I mean, look at that in one day. I mean, just mega massive turboing in the already doubling. I mean, this has got to be the biggest mass fraud and collectivization by special interest and corrupt kleptocratic interest the world has ever seen. And I noticed in the comments on Adan Salazar's article last week and Paul Watson's today, the minority of them, but they were still the Obama supporters that have been conned by this. They're hoping for the free ride. They're like, that's just because the insurance companies are using this as an excuse to raise rates. I mean, that's the quotes in there, and you're a racist, and You know, you're just sad that we're going to get free health care. You were already getting free health care if you were on charity care. My dad's a physician. I mean, we've interviewed Ron Paul, a physician, Rand Paul, Dr. Blaylock, countless others. This is a fact. They're wrecking that. It allows them to lower the value of the care. It allows them to more than double charge you for the insurance and then restrict the type of health care you get. This is what the tyrants crave, especially in this high-tech system where they're developing all these new life extension technologies. The globalists are all on record saying they don't want you to have access to all of the systems that they've developed. That's going to be held under national and corporate security for the elect few. They don't want you to have the holy grail of science. They don't want you to have the elixirs of youth. They don't want you to have the promised land that the eye has not seen, ear has not heard, what God has in store for us. They want to take all this technology and twist it and use it for themselves. And under Codex Alimentarius, we're about to talk about it with David Knight, they are moving forward worldwide with the Pacific Union, the North American Union, and the EU, as they promised in 1977 in the Trilateral Commission documents, to create the three super unions by stealth, that's the documents, and merge them, as we covered in Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement 7 years ago, from the SPP, Security Prosperity Partnership, North American Union secret meeting documents that Judicial Watch, by the way, I want them on every week. I haven't had them on in years. They're the ones that got the documents a month ago that the Pentagon's being taught that the Founding Fathers were bad. We need to have Judicial Watch on every week. They are the fount of research and lawsuits and FOIAs to get the documents. We have now discovered that while we're watching Obamacare and Syria and all this, they are in the 19th meeting right now saying themselves that the birth of the private corporate world government is at hand. And that's why they've got a new regional or world war ready, just like League of Nations in World War I, World War II, in their own words, to bring in the UN. If they need a big war, they'll do it to bring in the planetary corporate government. And at these meetings, the only reason we know about it is government officials are complaining. They don't have any say. The corporate boards that have been bailed out hundreds of trillions of dollars worldwide in the last 5 years, holding us hostage, they're getting all our capital and having governments sign us on in perpetuity to them. So David Knight with that bombshell is going to be coming up. Then we're going to have a special report with Paul Joseph Watson from England. Again, we're live, teleprompter free, folks. Just real Americans, real humans with analysis, common sense, and history, bare knuckles, toe-to-toe with the New World Order, and we're having an effect. Paul Watson. Then we've got a break coming up after that, and we're going to have Leanne McAdoo in here on how this is enslaving a whole new generation to collectivism and control and all the hundreds of millions spent to brainwash them that this is some free ride, great deal they're getting. Tyrants always target the youth because they don't have any experience yet. Continuing, then we'll go to Jakari Jackson with a special report, and then Jakari will join us live in studio dealing with this. And then we're going to continue with Gigi Arnetta. Arnetta is going to be joining us in studio and more. And then we're going to have at the very end tonight a special guest Obamacare supporter right here in studio with us. This will be some famous Alex Jones impromptu satire. I don't know why they had that in there, but that's in there, almost like tempting me. They just set it down there right in front of me and know how I'll behave. But that was my idea a while back. We never did it, but the poor horse Captain Kirk when you need him. So that's coming up at the end of the transmission tonight. But first off, I wanted to run through some of the headlines and go over what's really happening here before we go to this world government news and also how Obamacare is another bailout. And the Supreme Court's ruled to these insurance companies that are multinational, offshore, above the law banks, whose stock doubled in 3 years and is up. Those graphs look like 50% in a day. I mean, this is the new economy, and Homeland Security standing by with the SWAT teams, and we don't like it. This is modern slavery, ladies and gentlemen. Look at that. Excellent. That is exponential gang rape right there.
Just like our debt.
just like our debt. And then look at the next one. And again, they say, oh, do this or the faith and credit of America's lost as they maneuver us towards the iceberg. Look at the next one. I mean, they are up, 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 up. They doubled in the last 3 years, and now they're up several percentage points in many cases just today. Just unheard of increases. Okay, let's stop right there. I want to go to these news articles and then to David Knight on the whole EU world government situation that we're going to have in focus all week long and next week, that globalism is the new colonialism by corporate interest. And I know you know that, but we need to make the public know that and understand that we are an occupied country. But first, let's run through this big stack of news. Obama came out this morning as the shutdown was beginning, or actually last night, and said, I shouldn't have to offer anything. By the way, Michelle came out and said, we're going to get to that. I'm not tweeting now there's a shutdown. What will we do when 76% of your followers are fake? That you're not tweeting. I mean, I guess her followers are probably actually rolling around in fear. Continuing, President Obama, expect months of glitches. Remember they wouldn't show you the healthcare exchanges? We pointed out it's designed to wreck healthcare to further nationalize it. Because only the big corporations can survive wrecking all the smaller HMOs and insurance companies, which this was written to destroy by the Big Ten. He says expect months of glitches. Well, no. It's like the IMF and World Bank when they make a country do something and then it wrecks it further. They always say, oh, it's a mistake. It's a glitch. Oops, oops. Continuing, surprise, Obama health insurance exchanges, websites don't work, healthcare.gov, a total mess. Not a total mess. The drug war is a victory. The war on illiteracy, increasing illiteracy is a victory. They want to wreck things. They're wreckers. Don't know what a wrecker is. Research wreckers off the coast of Cornwall. They would put up fake lighthouses during storms to guide ships in, like 10 miles away from a real lighthouse. This goes back hundreds of years, really 600, 700 there. But every culture has wreckers. To wreck a ship, and then under commerce laws, you can loot the contents as a wrecker. It's vulture capitalism. It's a monopoly system. Look at this. Fraud firm gets okay to sign people up for Obamacare. The group, the government, settled with the government over 22.2 million and federally funded. This is one of the groups that will be administering Obamacare and going door-to-door, basically intimidating you into signing up. Last week, Kit Daniels at Infowars.com predicted this and showed what was going on that front. Separately from Obamacare, Homeland Security is now watching tailgaters in Phoenix, and this is freaking everyone out, saying, these are the good sheep. Leave them in peace or drink beer and eat hot dogs. Oh, no. Everyone's a terrorist. No one can be trusted but the government that runs the terrorist. Publicly thought I'd throw that in. Because I'm going to this next article put up by the Ron Paul Institute up on Infowars.com by John Whitehead. A roundup of the police state programs not affected by government slowdown, government shutdown. And then it goes over NSA domestic spying, global spying, roving TSA searches, roving Viper, illegal federal checkpoints, USA Patriot Act, NDAA secret arrest torture, militarized police state, SWAT teams, cameras going up, domestic drones, schoolhouse to jail track where they actually have Wackenhut and others in there training you how to be a prisoner, overcriminalization, all the fake drug war, drug laws, privatized prisons, endless wars. None of that's being shut down. The NSA, none of it is being shut down. By the way, we're sending reporters to an NSA center tomorrow. I'll just give you a heads up. Won't say where, but this is going to be big. With live streams, with our incredible tech from the locations. I'm joking because we have like so many systems and like 15-year-old kids know how to do it. We only do it a few times a year and we're always bumbling around. But, hey, that's why we're cool, right? It's the A-team. Dun, 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 dun. All right, here we go. Let's continue with the New World Order takeover. U.S. stock futures sink on shutdown fears. We told you this would happen. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness, if you don't do what we say, everything will implode, just like the banker bailout of 5 years ago. This is how they held Greece and everybody else hostage. Stocks tumble on government shutdown worries. Oh, but then they're back up because, you know, the banker said everything was okay. We're told the communist Chinese run America in Forbes and have to get their permission to not do what Obama says. Again, all maneuvered by the bankers. With their muscle, they're using the communist Chinese and their 1,300,000,000 slaves and the iPhone slave factories with the suicide nets, forced abortions, and forced drugging. which we look forward to, is, again, it's about waging war on the individual, making you total vassals so the globalists have total domination. And America's the number one target, along with Western Europe, because of our history of freedom. We might wrest control back from them and ruin their utopia of being gods, merging with machines, the mind of God that Google's talked about. I said this would be an hour and a half live show. It may go 5 hours, folks. Let's continue here. IMF issues warning on South Africa economy. Again, they've stolen tens of trillions from South Africa the last 20 years under IMF World Bank austerity. They took out the former government to put in a globalist government that controls their resources. And notice, as soon as the globalists are in control, you're no longer a creditor nation. It's like America, greatest creditor nation 50 years ago, now the greatest debtor nation. The plan is maneuver you into bankruptcy where they loan you fiat currency or sign you onto their debts and then lecture you about what policies to run. Here's another one. IMF admits mistakes on Greece bailout. Their austerity was too strong. It imploded the economy. But don't worry. They're going to go light on everybody with their 50% tax increases and people having money taken out of their bank accounts in Cyprus and other areas to pay off banker debts. I mean, they're doing you a favor to pay off their debts. They're good people. Rachel Maddow said so. Just to show you where we're going, what we're going through right now is only the first stages of what they've already gone through. IMF admits it misjudged impact of austerity on Greece. They misjudged it. They misjudged none of it working. Again, it's to wreck the main system, so you got to come to them for 4 or 5 times the cost. This is how they consolidate power. IMF recommends to countries more outsourcing to fix their problems. Yes, that sure helped us with NAFTA and GATT, didn't it? But in closing, before we go to David Knight here with the really big news tonight, we're all very upset right now at InfoWars.com because, well, Michelle Obama has come out, ladies and gentlemen, and she says she's not going to tweet anymore to her 76% fake Twitter followers because of the government shutdown. She's standing down, and you can't go to the national parks now. Oh, they're all still on duty to not let you in as a big stunt, but and they're all actually still getting paid. They're furloughing a few of them for show. But if you try to go to the war memorials now, well, there's normally not guards. They have police there to stop you. There's money to pay them for the stunt. So the World War II vets today, this is big news, obviously, pushed through the line, pushed over the barriers, past the cops, and the cops didn't do their job and mow down the terrorist. 800 plus are dying a day. There won't be many left. The last World War I vet died a few months ago. And these terrorists, these extremists, these enemies of the freedom, they crossed the line and crossed the police. And the police engaged in treason against the New World Order. They engaged in treason against our dear leader, Kim Jong-un. I meant Barack H. Obama. And they defiled the World War II vet that I actually helped raise money for when they were first building it 15 years ago. I got roped into that and helped raise a couple hundred thousand for it. The People's Memorial, World War II Memorial, they committed treason against the loving veterans of Homeland Security that battle the American terrorist and George Washington followers. They didn't follow their orders. And I want all those park police fired immediately. How dare them? They should have tasered and fired with firearms on the terrorist like Lexington and Concord immediately. So there you go. The insurance companies that wrote the legislation are just doubling their profits, and it's a wonderful day. Meanwhile, you know, the big debate here is Mitch McConnell right that go ahead now and don't fight it anymore, get rid of the government shutdown, let them have their Obamacare? I don't know. The public's so narcotized on fluoride and GMO and aspartame and all the additives and the TV and the culture, they won't know why it's all breaking down. They'll blame states that are blocking it for the problem. My gut is, they'll sell total takeover on the backs of this. That's why they want collapse. That's why they use Cloward and Piven to collapse the economy as they state Democratic Party to do this. And the Republican leadership's part of it because they just play the part as the opposition to it. They're really the most important part of the sellout because they play ball with it all. So that's our analysis up front here, 19 minutes of breakdown. We'll do about 15 minutes with David Knight. And then go to the first report here. Well, Paul Watts is going to join us from England. We're getting him dialed up right now to break down his report with us. We're live at 7:19 and 52 seconds, broadcasting worldwide. If you're a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber, God bless you. You're seeing real, independent, liberty-loving, hardcore, no-holds-bar, adrenaline, liberty-fueled, not teleprompter-fueled, not tyranny-control-freak-fueled, but resistance-fueled, humanity-fueled engine of warfare against enslavement. It's because of you being PrisonPlanet.tv members we can do this. So I salute you. I thank you. Incredible job. You have done it. Thank you. And remember, your username and passcode, make sure it's original to PrisonPlanet.tv. You can share that safely with up to 11 friends and family members who can watch simultaneously. So if you're watching tonight and you've not called your mom, called your dad, called your son, called your daughter, called your nephew, called your niece, called your cousin, called your uncle, called your boss, called your employees, called whoever you call, just call somebody and say, hey, here's my username, here's my passcode, go to PrisonPlanet.tv, enter it in, watch this analysis. I wish I would have tweeted that earlier today at Real Alex Jones. But the point is, we need you. We need you to reach out to others just as I've reached out. You know, I had Stuart Rhodes on today. He was formerly in the Army and got wounded in a paratrooping accident. And went on to be a Yale scholar graduate, you know, one of their law review guys, and wrote, you know, papers on it a decade ago out of Yale about the takeover he saw coming, became one of Ron Paul's top people. He was on, and he's launching an operation, oathkeepers.org, about, you know, getting ready and getting people prepared and using the special forces force multiplication A-team model. I've never been in the military, but I went and I studied 20 years ago when I learned about all this. Military programs and systems of force multiplication used to fight communists in third world countries. And I learned the truth is the ultimate weapon. That's who has the high ground. That's where I stood. And how to try to empower others to believe in themselves, teach them basic knowledge of journalism and activism and culture jamming to deploy. And look at how we launched We Are Change. We launched that. Took Luke, built him up, did it. And countless other organizations and all of you out there to force multiply this info to today. Infowars.com and my analysis and my reporter's analysis is now becoming the talking points for a whole generation of repeater media that doesn't know how to do journalism, that doesn't know how history works, that doesn't know the program. We've now reached the fulcrum point to pivot to the jump point. We're at the crossroads, the event horizon. We've now entered it. We're now entering the sweet spot, the zeitgeist. I've touched it many times in 18 years, but now I'm hugging it full energized, full on. And every fiber of me knows this is the great animating contest. This is it. This is where it begins. No more games. We weren't even meant to go full speed before this. Now is the time, ramming speed over the enemy. This is it. This is history happening. You know it. We know it. It's the best of times, the worst of times. Horrible things are happening, but great things are happening. It's a scientific law of God's universe, God's creation, that for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. And so for the depths of despotism, the depths of humiliation, the depths of pain, the depths of poverty, the depths of lies, the depths of fraud, the depths of everything that stinks and is rotten, there is the depths of honor and beauty and strength. And all of us are failed creatures. All of us fall short. All of us are sinners. But within us is the seed of the universe God planted within us. And there is that destiny to reach towards things greater. And you've got to just throw yourself down before the Almighty Creator and say, I want to be part of this fight against the tyrants. I want to commit myself and go past the fear of what anybody thinks about me or what they say about me. And I want to commit to the fight of liberty right now and lead, guide, and direct me against this. And I hate to preach to you tonight, but we're facing the takedown of the Republic. America will either be a light to lead the world into liberty or into a new dark age of tyranny. This country was foreordained and destined for great things. And that's why the battle is centering here. And we are gaining ground every day. And before the enemy launches their next salvo of tyranny, it is essential. It is essential. It is paramount that you realize the choice is now yours. And you must make the decision who you serve, because there is nobody in the middle of the road. That's lukewarm. And God will spit you out of his mouth. You must choose to serve the world and serve the lies and the fraud, or you must choose to serve the truth and stand against the tyrants. And you know in your gut that decision needs to be made, and you need to make that decision tonight. You can't go make that decision at most of these captured churches that are 501c3 selling Homeland Security lies. You won't find God up there at the pulpit of most of those churches. You'll find the devil and a counterfeit. And God does not know those pulpits. Those preachers know in their own eyes they are nothing but architects of doom of the civilization. They will undoubtedly kneel to all the princes and principalities, all the powers of this world, all the powers of the air. They give into it. They love it. They want to be part of it. They resonate with the things of the flesh, the things of the earth. You need to come out of Babylon mentally, spiritually, and then physically and realize that this is the beginning of the great trials that we will see that will lead into the final conflict on this planet. It may be 1,000 years. It may be 100 years. It may be a year from now that nanotech is released and starts ravaging the face of the world. The point is you're living in a high-tech science fiction movie for real, and you need to decide which side you're going to stand on. And healthcare is the ultimate paradigm of control by these collectivists to run our lives and dominate our society. So 25 minutes into transmission, I want to encourage you to realize how historic, how important, how massive the information is being revealed here by Providence. We are here. We're ragtag and we've got our problems. And every day I get angry at the responsibility we have that I'm not performing one-tenth at the level I should be. But I'm here to tell you it doesn't matter because we're doing the right thing and doing the best we can. But you need to understand history is happening and the forces of liberty need you. All the innocents being overrun, being enslaved, being dominated, being punished, being persecuted are calling out to God for defenders. And those of us here that have the birthright of basic liberty compared to the rest of the world and private property and the family must defend what we have left and then move that beachhead forward worldwide. Because the people calling out for aid from God, God is responding by trying to raise you up. As the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it. Are you that standard? Yes, you are. So begin every day in little ways to move against this evil and recognize that it's all hiding in plain view, and now is the time to become aware of it and to resist it. Now, moving to our first in-studio analyst, David Knight. David Knight of InfoWars Nightly News. David, I've been ranting here because it's so epic what we're seeing happening. But
well, it is epic.
Huge things are happening. You've got the floor.
Just what you were talking about. We're coming up, Strauss and Howe pointed this out in the fourth turning. We're coming up into a generational cycle, the likes of which we've seen before with the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, with World War II. We've got generational forces at work. We've also got scientists, like you said, looking for the transhumanism, for the singularity. They're also coming at about that same time. Forces are coming together. You can see it in the metrics. Look at the debt going up exponentially, just as these profits are showing that money is being massively transferred to the banks, to the insurance companies.
It's economic warfare.
Exactly. And they saw this coming. They knew this was happening. This is something that's been going on over 4 years because you see this trend in the stock market. They've gone up 200%, 300%. Some of them have gone up by fourfold, fivefold in their stock prices. They've been added to the Standard & Poor's. So this is a major transfer of power. It's a transfer of power away from the people to these giant corporations. And as you were talking about before, at the same time this is happening, they're also moving massive amounts of power away from the people, away from sovereign states, to multinational corporations.
This is economic siege to suck all the resources out to the offshore combines to reconstitute the world under one world governance. Tell people the mega massive breaking news that no one's covering.
Well, for a long time, you've been covering how Bilderberg meets in secret with all these powerful corporations. They're coming up with long-term strategies. They've had these long-term strategies for a very long time, but there is a tactic that they're putting it together. They're going to make their move. They've had this fast-track trade agreement where the president can go in, and which is a simple majority, he can negotiate without getting the Congress involved. And then once the Congress gets involved, they can put in just a simple majority can pass these things. It's not like passing a treaty. So they can agree with these trade agreements. And what they're doing is they're doing it in secret. You look at the terminology that they're using. They're using stakeholders to talk about this. This is something that just came out. They had their 19th meeting. And they're meeting 4 or 5 times a year on this Trans-Pacific Partnership, as well as a Transatlantic Free Trade Agreement.
And they're transferring all power to this outside of law, just like the EU started as a trade agreement.
Exactly.
It's incredible.
And you look at the terminology that they're using. They're talking about stakeholders. Now, this is a memo from the U.S. Trade Representative. This was September the 9th. They had their last meeting August the 21st. And he said, this afternoon, U.S. Trade Rep. Michael Froman reached out to a broad cross-section of stakeholders to join him on a call to discuss the TPP. He says, we very much view stakeholder input, whether through our cleared advisors or other stakeholders, as absolutely critical. He said,
that's Agenda 21 talk.
Exactly.
Only the big stakeholders are allowed to talk.
And he says, everyone's not going to be 100% pleased with what we do, but we want to guarantee that we're going to seek your input and we're going to consult with you. Now, who are the stakeholders? 170 participants. At the most, they're having about 500-600 trade representatives from these corporations. Now, senators are not allowed to see what's going on. The press is not allowed to see what's going on. Congressmen aren't allowed to see what's going on. We had Ron Wyden, who has spoken out a lot about the secretive stuff that the NSA is doing, the criminal actions, the illegal things that they're doing. He pointed out, he made a statement the 23rd of May, 2012, and what he said is the majority of Congress is being kept in the dark as to the substance of the TPP negotiations, while representatives of U.S. corporations like Halliburton, Chevron, Comcast, and the MPAA are being consulted and made privy to the details of the agreement. So basically, and this is something we've seen echoed from other countries. It's not just the U.S. that's talking about
that. That's because it's the big corporations, to the Rockefellers, that made the U.N., that
exactly.
Set this up to circumvent nation states to then loot everybody, a.k.a. Obamacare, written by the insurance companies.
Right. And they're setting up these things called investor state tribunals. They're elevating the corporations to the level of the states. So that they have these, if they've got a trade disagreement, then they basically can come in as a co-equal to the state.
And by states, you mean national states.
Yes, the national states. Yeah, that's exactly.
Sub-states don't even enter the equation.
No. They can come into the United States, and we've already seen this happening with NAFTA. We've seen billions of dollars of lawsuits. They can come in and sue them and say that their regulation is keeping them from, keeping their investors from realizing.
Well, I mean, here's a real-world example. China can ship any poisonous melamine-filled product, bad herbs, vitamins, you name it, in. We won't sell any of it. 90%+ of our pharmacologicals are made over there.
Mm-hmm.
That's on record.
Mm-hmm.
It's even higher than that. It's some incredible amount. But if you try to sell lettuce, they come and harass you and shut you down.
Oh, absolutely.
So, I mean, we're not allowed to operate. This is feudalism because the globalists have already made their deals with the Chi-Coms to use their 1,300,000,000 slaves. They talk about slavery all day. We're Steven Spielberg talking about Foxconn labs.
Right.
With the suicide nets. No, it's all about getting us to fight with each other, talking about slavery 160 years ago.
And there's a lot of organizations that are waking up to this. I mean, you got people who are looking at it from the privacy aspect because all these different regulations.
CISPA and NSA.
SOPA and ACTA and all of that. They were coming at us with a copyright angle, right? So they were basically, it's the sort of thing where the major corporations quote unquote own everything.
And they said, no judge, no jury. If this group wants you, you're shut down.
That's right. It's something that, you know, the IMF years ago and the World Bank, they were accused of what was called rent seeking. They were going out and massively indebting third world countries towards the end of the 70s, from 76 to 80. They were increasing the debt of the third world countries by 20% a year. Now, that's something we see happening with our debt. That's something that's coming up in just a couple of weeks. It's not the shutdown is not really a shutdown. It's simply a slowdown. But we're getting ready to come up to yet another case where they've got to raise the debt ceiling. The estimate is that's going to happen October the 17th. So what we're seeing, if you look at the American debt, it's going up like a third world country did 30, 40 years
ago.
And
that's what the 2002 documents said when Stiglitz went public from the World Bank, is they plan to do that in Europe and the United States. And this isn't even our debt, most of it. They've signed us onto their debt. This is economic seeds. They're taking over.
Right. Well, we've been, with the Federal Reserve, we've essentially been on an interest-only loan for about 100 years. And the income tax is simply just paying the interest on the debt, as the Grace Commission under Reagan pointed out. So what we've been on is essentially a balloon note. They want to keep growing this debt at an ever faster rate, and it's just going to collapse. Now they're bringing in the insurance company. So the Republicans are saying, let's move on.
And by the way, it was all planned.
Oh, yeah.
I want you to go back.
Oh, yeah.
We're 100 years this December 23rd since it happened. And they admit the plan was totally destroy the middle class in 100 years. They've done it.
That's right.
I mean, these people really have their act together.
Well, you talk about rent-seeking status, which is what they did to the third world countries. That's what they're doing to Americans now on an individual basis, right? It's a rope-a-dope situation. Lower the interest rates, make easy loans, then change the amount of it and make it so that people can't pay it back. You know, they're underwater.
It's like an arm.
And take it. Yeah, exactly. Take it in. So that's the point of where we are right now. But it's also, when we look at this Pacific partnership, you look at this Atlantic partnership and how they're bringing the three together, as you pointed out in the documentary several years ago, They're also coming after the internet. They're going to use copyright issues to basically turn everyone into renters from the big corporations. And then they're also going to use that as fascist control to be able to shut down anybody without any due process, because constitutional courts and laws don't exist anymore. The other thing they're going to do is they're going to use these trade agreements to shut down any GMO labeling laws. That's another thing that a lot of countries are concerned about. They're also going to stop any kind of regulation of the banks that would be like a reinstatement of Glass-Steagall or something that's going to stop the reckless speculation and derivatives.
Oh, no. Since the 2008 takeover worldwide, they've increased derivatives.
Yeah, yeah. So they want to make sure, though, with these partnerships, with these trade agreements, that they're going to essentially put in CISPA. They're going to put in prohibitions from any kind of regulation that's going to stop that or turn that back. They're going to prohibit any labeling of GMOs. They're going to come after pharmacological patents in countries like New Zealand. They're very concerned about the fact that they make generic drugs available to their population. Big pharmaceutical companies want to get a piece of that. So
it's basically mega corporations that establish world government. And the point is, they're now really implementing it.
Yes.
We're getting down to the final nuts and bolts.
That's the point.
And there's no debate about it anywhere. We're covering it. But a lot of interest, and even governments are complaining, but there's no corporate media coverage.
And there's no oversight from it. They complain about it, but they're not allowed to see it. And the press is not allowed to go in and cover it or witness it. It's just like Bilderberg. They keep everybody out just like Bilderberg. All you see are press releases that are put out by the organization itself, just like Bilderberg.
And what's crazy is they're not just rich guys that want to run the whole show. They admit in all their documents they want to impoverish us as a tool of control because it's good for the earth.
Absolutely.
But not good for them. It's like Obama saying you can't have cars, you can't have air conditioners, you can't have anything in Africa. While clean energy and systems don't hurt them, it's a tool of control.
It's a kind of corporate fascism, and it is fascism.
Corporate slavery.
Yeah, but Hitler went with a fascist model, unlike the Soviets, right? He saw that as being the end goal. He wanted to get to a situation where he controlled everything. Of course, he was a megalomaniac. But he saw it as an intermediate step, fascism. And that's what we're seeing here, is an intermediate step of fascism. And just like we're going to see in healthcare and many other areas, like you pointed out, they're putting out of business the small competitors, just like the banks put out of business the small competitors to them. You saw banks failing, tremendous number of banks failing every year after the collapse in 2008, but the big banks got bailed out. Small banks went away. Same thing is happening with insurance companies. They're going to pull all of that in. It's just a method of gaining corporate control. But the thing that we really need to look out for, which is, are the TPP and the TAFTA agreements, because that is NAFTA on steroids, and it's completely replacing our due process. They set up these tribunals, and they put taxpayers on the hook for paying for these tribunals as well as for the outcome. Billions of dollars to these corporations. We have no say-so, and local businesses have no recourse against these same laws. It's only the multinational corporations that can come in and do these investor state tribunals.
Well, you're right, and I'm really glad that you're covering this, because clearly Obamacare is another private tax. It's not just a tax, as the Supreme Court said. It's a tax to insurance companies and banks. I mean, really? People got upset about $5 fees to use Bank of America cards when it's your money.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's a tax to them, and it's a screw job. We've got to call Congress. We've got to call the media. We've got to call talk radio, because the average talk show host isn't bad. They're just uninformed. The average newspaper reporter locally isn't bad. They're just uninformed. We've got to reach out to them and explain to them, say the names again of the agreements and what's happening as they basically go into the final phases of a private corporate fascist world government.
The Trans-Pacific Partnership had its first meeting in 2010. Now, they were putting together things, obviously, before that. They were even meeting for the TPP.
But now they're merging the Asia-Pacific thing with the North American and the EU. It's all on record.
And TAFTA just started the spring of this year, having their first meeting.
Because they finally lined up over a decade all the internal deals.
That's right. So they're making these deals behind closed doors. No elected representatives allowed. No press coverage. They are completely changing our legal structure, and they are going to shut out any control of the corporations through these agreements if we let them.
And again, conservatives think, well, corporations, they're good. No, no. These are corporations acting as government.
That's right.
Above government.
And these are multinational corporations. You're not going to have a completely domestic corporation be able to participate in these investor state tribunals. They can't complain about this. This is only for multinationals. only multinational corporations are going to have the status of a government, of a state.
Let me dig out the article. A perfect example of this was the Forbes article where they go, hey, wait a minute, the communist Chinese, they call the shots.
Yeah.
They own our debt.
Right.
We're being dictated to like Mexico when it was indebted to the U.S. or something. Okay. And it's all done through fraud. This is globalism. This is the total takeover of society that we're witnessing. David Knight, great job. Please stay on this. And I hope the listeners will take this video once it's archived on YouTube and other places from PrisonPlanet.tv and get it out to everybody you know. NAFTA and GATT is being merged with the EU and with the Asia-Pacific Union. This is so huge. And it ties into this healthcare tax to the banksters. Now, we're going to go to a special report with Paul Watson joining us. I'm going to throw it to him from England. Is Paul ready? Paul's ready, Art. We're going to go to him here in just a minute. So tell him 30 seconds. We're going to him. Then we're going to come back and have in studio with us Leanne McAdoo. And then she's got a special report as well. And then we're going to come back from that with Ya'Kari Jackson, Gigi Urnetta, and others here tonight. And then a little bit of comedy. We're going to have an Obamacare supporter who's all for eugenics and more joining us as well in studio. Briefly, if you're a TV viewer, we put this out at cost. It's not a bad thing that we make money on a lot of stuff because that's how we fund the operation. You know, we're capitalists, after all, a free market of ideas. We're not like NPR or others that get government money. You support us, you support us, and you have been, and that's what's happening. That's why they want to shut down the free market. But I got to tell you, this is our 14th issue, and I think it's my favorite, because if you've got 130,000 copies of this, people can buy in bulk or subscribe and get. That's how many we printed. And if people take this, and it's thick paper, and put a rubber band in it as a mask, right here, you just cut around it, cut it out, and it covers your whole face. And people say, who are you for Halloween? For Samhain, for Human Sacrifice Day, that's what it really is. You can tell I'm Obamacare. I want to kill everybody with the death panels. We even have the documents on the government running that and taking into life Caraway. And then if that isn't good for you, there's always choices. It is a double cover, Prozac the Killer Clown. And again, I have these so they're extra big and they're missing the lower mandible. So I mean, you can see that. It covers the whole face. You just cut that out, and then it goes over your face just like it's like the skull even covers my big head. And you can say, well, who are you? Well, I'm Prozac the Killer Clown. They're mass murder suicide pills. And it's 68 pages. It's a big, color, glossy wake-up. Give the police station a gift subscription at cost. Buy it in bulk. Hand it out to friends and family. This is really a powerful magazine. InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Or call toll-free 24 hours a day, 888-253-3139. You can see this special edition is probably going to go 2 hours tonight. We need a camera back over here to show the amazing crew. We got Perkle in there. We got Leanne, Wonder Woman McAdoo. We got Marcos, the extraordinary Morales. We got John, the amazing Bound. We got Gigi, the absolutely amazing Urnetta. And we've got other people out there as well. We've got Ya'Kari Jackson. Right there, helping run the show right now, multitasking. We need a camera. Can we wheel that camera right there around and show you guys? Can we? I mean, it's robotic. Hell, it's robotic. Here, let's wheel that around and turn the lights on in there. No, don't turn the lights up in here. You got to turn the lights up in there, and then you guys can. There you go. Dun dun. It's still building a lot of stuff, so it's in flux in there. You've got somebody's wardrobe hanging up right there, and oh, that's a special guest. What's his name? Gore? He's coming up. He's coming up a little bit later. And look, we're live. Show him the atomic clock right over there. You don't be on TV, you better hide. Show him the atomic clock. Here, go. Pan it. They're right over there. It's 7:43:57.
NPR's got a clock counting down how long the government's been, quote-unquote, shut down.
Oh, but they're government-funded.
Yeah, but
just
they're
like
not
the
shut
NSA.
Down.
So exactly. There it is. Up.
But
7:44:06, ladies and gentlemen. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That is the transmission. Oh, by the way, we're almost sold out of it. It'll come back in a few weeks. We're producing it right now. Atomic iodine. Nobody else has got this of this quality. So good for the thyroid, the whole body, and your purchase supports the broadcast. Get your orders at InfoWarsStore.com. It's almost sold out. In fact, if you wait till the end of the show, it'll probably be sold out, but then there'll just be a message tomorrow. You know, it might be a two-week delay to get it, but if you want that great stuff as well, InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com will take you directly to the subpage. Well, that was a good 15-minute intro, 44 minutes. I'm a nighttime guy. Look out. You know, I come out at night, ladies and gentlemen. So let's go ahead and go to Paul Watson. He's in there waiting. All right, Paul. I'm told he's steamed right now. So is Gore out there. So we will go right now to the United Kingdom, where it's like 1 a.m. and the dynamic dynamo, the man that hates tyranny, that means he's a terrorist, the only red coat I truly love, Paul Joseph Watson. Red coat, you're on the air.
This is Paul Joseph Watson with some more news on this special extended edition of InfoWars Nightly News. First up, government shutdown doesn't prevent opening of $2 billion NSA spy center. In terms of snooping on Americans, it will be business as usual. So you thought that a government shutdown may have brought a temporary shutdown of TSA groping, drone strikes, tax collection, SWAT team raids, torturing terrorists at Guantanamo Bay, arming jihadists in Syria, or running guns to drug dealers in Mexico? Well, think again, because all those essential services which the US government provides will continue as normal, as will NSA spying on the American people. The $2 billion NSA spying data center in Bluffdale, Utah, which will store Americans' private emails, their Google searches and phone calls, amongst a deluge of other data, is, to all intents and purposes, open, even as the government itself closes shut. NSA officials indicated that the new facility would be operational by the end of the fiscal year. That's the end of September, now we're into October. And Congress's failure to pass legislation to fund the government will not prevent the NSA from spying on the American people. But will the NSA be more transparent in the aftermath of yet more explosive revelations about their corrupt activity from whistleblower Edward Snowden? Well, forget visiting the facility itself, because despite your tax dollars paying for it, you're not even allowed to drive into the car park. And even local Utah officials are barred from getting a peek inside this new NSA data center. So rest assured, whereas non-essential government employees may be sitting at home today, the essential practice of the NSA reading your emails and listening to your phone calls will not be affected. Moving on, roundup of the police state programs not affected by a government shutdown. This is courtesy of the Rutherford Institute. The one area not impacted in the least will be the police surveillance state and its various militarized agencies, spying programs and personnel. And these are just a few examples from the article which will not be affected by the government shutdown. Viper strikes. Armed TSA agents will continue to harass you and your family, not only at the airport, but also train stations, subways, ferry terminals, bus stations, and ports. The TSA's 10,000-plus checkpoints a year will remain operational. No threat to them whatsoever. Don't worry about it. Privatized prisons. States will continue to outsource prisons to private corporations. That won't be affected by a government shutdown. Endless wars. America's expanding military empire will continue to bleed the country dry at a rate of more than $15 billion a month. That's $20 million an hour. And you can go and read the rest of the examples at Infowars.com about the essential government services spying on you, harassing you, groping you at the airport that will remain operational, government shutdown or not. Moving on, this is out of Twitchy.com. Surprise! Obamacare health insurance exchange websites don't work. No need to shut it down because the Obamacare health insurance exchange websites don't work. You can see on the article here, these are the tweets. This is, in fact, Obama's tweet from early this morning, which said, quote, "The Affordable Care Act is moving forward. You can't shut it down." Well, for the moment at least, there's no need to shut it down because a plethora of health insurance exchange websites crashed almost instantly after they were launched online. And then tweets rolled in from across the country, Oklahoma, California, Maryland, Oregon, D.C., of people complaining that they couldn't even access the sites. They all crashed almost immediately, and even the central Obamacare healthcare.gov website fell victim too. People who tried to call the helpline were put on hold for over half an hour. Some ended up just giving up entirely. So the Obama administration has been preparing for this for 3 years, and it probably took about 3 minutes for many of these major exchange websites to collapse completely. They couldn't handle the traffic. So the exchanges are having problems, but no such trouble for the insurance companies who helped write Obamacare, which just by coincidence all saw their stocks soar today on its introduction. And that included a 2.5% gain for WellPoint Incorporated, whose former Vice President Liz Fowler actually wrote the 87-page document on which Obamacare was founded. So it turns out that forcing millions of Americans to pay for lower quality health insurance at higher prices is a very profitable business indeed. Stay tuned, because after the break, we'll explore the true endgame of Obamacare with Alex Jones and Leanne McAdoo. Stay tuned to InfoWars Nightly News.
Alex Jones here to warn you about some of the most important health information you may ever hear. I'm talking about radiation, radioactive fallout, radioactive particles contaminating the Northern Hemisphere. Conservatively, since the 1940s, the Northern Hemisphere of our planet has more than doubled its background radiation. In fact, that was before Fukushima exploded. Now the levels are going up and up and up. Fish are contaminated in the Pacific, and the FDA, the EPA, and others, they're not worried about it. They've been raising the levels of what they claim is safe radioactive particles. Well, I began to discuss with my wife protecting myself, her, and, of course, our children. Most importantly, I have three small children, ages 10, 9, and 5. Radiation really affects children more than adults, because they have fast-growing cells. All the literature is clear on that. And I went and talked to medical doctors, scientists, nuclear physicists, nutritionists, and I said, what's the number one thing I can do to protect my family? And they said, Alex, it's leave the Northern Hemisphere. Go south of the equator. That's where the radiation levels are very, very low. If you look at the wind patterns, the north hardly interacts with the south. And it's unfortunate that we've done this to our planet. So after more than 2 years of research into how to protect my family, looking at all the literature, talking to the experts, across the board they agreed iodine is key, but of the family of iodine, nascent, natural, non-GMO, non-factory iodine that comes from the earth is absolutely paramount for your thyroid and other functions in the body. The literature, the research, it's there. It's not my opinion. It is admitted that iodine is essential for the health of our bodies overall, and nascent iodine is the best form. Now, we're announcing the launch of InfoWarsLife.com, and we're going to bring you scores of products over the next few years that we're researching and developing. But nascent iodine is the first product we're coming out with because it's so important, and it's also listed as a fluoride detoxer. It does so many other things. Your body needs it, and when you don't have enough iodine, forget the radiation, your thyroid absorbs the sodium fluoride and other things. And it's the good iodine, the nascent iodine, that is able to block that and just do so many things for your body and your health. I've been taking it. It's amazing. It's a lot better than coffee, I'm here to tell you. And that's why we are now offering our own nascent iodine that's double the strength, made in the best laboratory that is FDA certified and accredited. And it is double strength at half the price of the leading competitor. You know my rule, bring you the highest quality products at the lowest prices we can, so it's a win-win-win. I believe in you reap what you sow. So not only will you get the best deal on nascent iodine at InfoWarsLife.com, for your general health and also for any type of emergencies or disasters, you will also be getting a great deal and supporting the InfoWar and our news operation, promoting the cure for tyranny, the First Amendment, promoting liberty and a rediscovery of the Bill of Rights and Constitution and true Americana that's made this nation so great. So please join me in being among the first to visit InfoWarsLife.com. We've got discounts if you buy the nascent iodine in bulk. I challenge you to try to find a better deal. We have the best deal out there and the best quality. In closing, here is probably the most important point. You don't just take nascent iodine when disaster strikes, when there's some new giant disaster. The Northern Hemisphere is already double what it was 60 years ago with the radioactive background. I believe from the research I've done and the experts I've talked to, it is key to take nascent iodine to protect your thyroid from the radiological disaster that's already happened. And unfortunately, future disasters that will happen. That's why it's important to fill your thyroid up now with the healthy nascent iodine so that the sodium fluoride, the radioactive isotopes, and the rest of it can't get in. That's the key. This is something that across the board has been shown in study after study to be an absolutely essential nutrient in the body. Until a few decades ago, the government put it in the salt because they knew you needed it. But then they took that out that's good for the thyroid and put the sodium fluoride in that's bad for it. Talk about eugenics. Talk about soft kill. Talk about a invisible weapon in the water supply. This stuff is on record as a detoxifier for the fluoride they're adding to our water. Nascent iodine and InfoWars Life Survival Shield in double strength at half the cost of the leading competitors. Please visit InfoWarsLife.com today. Well, my friends, we're back live. What, it's 7:56 and 45 seconds if you're watching us live via PrisonPlanet.tv. And, you know, I almost get jovial talking about Obamacare because it's so incredible to see this fraud now being perpetrated that it's almost comical because we're all a joke. It's gallows humor, I think, is the way they describe it. When they used to go hang somebody, a lot of times people either freak out and beg and plead or be quiet, but more often than not, just start laughing and making jokes at everybody because it's inevitable. But out of this crisis, if we point out what's happening, we can actually take the country back. The globalists are just men and women just like us. They're not invincible. They've stolen our resources to create a combine, a government corporate system against us. But if we're aware of it, we can turn it around. We can stop it. We're about to get into the effects of this on the youth because I aired a clip on the radio today of the senator from Vermont, Bernie Sanders, the socialist, the only openly socialist member of the Senate, even though there's a lot more that are socialist. And he was reading Republicans from 1935 saying this will domesticate people. It will enslave them. It will make a nation of debtors. It will. And he was playing the clip. Well, he was speaking. I was playing the clip today, but he was speaking live on C-SPAN Monday night, and I taped it and played it today on the radio as if it was discrediting people that were saying it would domesticate us when we've gone from the greatest creditor nation to the greatest debtor nation. 100-plus million people on food assistance, almost 50 million on food stamps, the IQ dropping physically. I mean, we're that poisoned. We are cursed by this, and you get double the money on average in the studies that are out there. Look it up. If you were in a 100% guaranteed 3% investment with the money they take out of Social Security, that was put in a guaranteed investment of 3%, you can get like 10% pretty safely. But let's just say 3% guaranteed, you'd have more than double what Social Security gives you. So Sanders was saying Social Security's popular. People love it. They were saying it would be bad. That's all they know. They're 70-something, I guess 80-something years into it. They've been born in captivity. They don't know any different. This country had 10% growth rates or more until the Federal Reserve and all this happened. And now our federal government itself has been captured and taken over by the globalists. It's not just an out-of-control federal government. Special interests are running it. We're told the communist Chinese have the say on this country. Joining us is Leanne McAdoo, investigative journalist here at InfoWars, to give us her analysis and breakdown on what this does to the young people of this country. Then we've got a special report with her. And then we're going to come back and talk to Jakari Jackson in studio. We are live. It is now 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock here in the first day of the government shutdown. Leanne, before you get to your analysis, what is your take on this now that you've been here 6-7 months, you've been studying or longer this? What is your take on Obamacare?
I just think it's a planned destruction of the middle class, and now you're seeing how it's just going to destroy the youth, the future generations. It's directly affecting me. A couple years ago, you know, I didn't think Obama was, I knew what he was up to. I watched Obama Deception, but I still had some hope in my heart. Yeah, we need health care. But now that it's here and we're kind of seeing behind the veil, this is devastating for young people who are going to be footing the bill for Obamacare.
Go over some of the notes, I mean, some of your observations, because this morning when I was saying I wanted to do this live show, I just said, hey, whatever your take is, I want to, from your perspective, studying the actual legislation, seeing what people are saying, what are some of the things that you're pointing out are enslaving people?
Well, the youth, the 18 to 34-year-old age bracket, is absolutely essential that they sign up for Obamacare because they're what is going to keep the premiums down. And so that's why they have these huge campaigns they're rolling out to try and convince young people that Obamacare is cool and they should sign up for it, and that if they don't think that it's cool, there's something wrong with them, you know? They're terrorists. And
so it's being sold as ultra trendy.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, they've got Hollywood A-listers saying, you know, you should sign up for Obamacare and basically looking at you like you're a fool. My report that's coming up here in a little bit talks all about that. Funny or Die, which has 19 million unique users a month there, 60 million views a month. There have like 20 upcoming little sketch comedies about, hey, sign up for Obamacare. It's so easy, you know. So it's this huge campaign. They've got Oprah rolling in.
And guaranteed they're being paid. Tens of billions a year are spent on federal programs to media. So really they're state-run media.
Exactly. Yeah. They said that they're not getting any funding, but they were just one of quite a few celebrities that went to the White House in July and met with Obama and met with Michelle and to figure out ways that Hollywood could be used to push Obamacare and to make it seem trendy and cool.
And now they're going to have Obamacare people, groups like Akron and others, go and demand your info at your door. I mean, this is really a full-court press written by the insurance companies.
Right. Well, and a lot of kids already they don't understand privacy. They don't understand how their information can be used to hurt them. We just saw today how 2,400 people, their information was accidentally leaked by one of the glitches in the new online Obamacare website. So this is, you know, the youth already, they don't know. But basically, you have this generation of kids like myself, you know, just graduated. I'm paying $400 a month for student loan debt. And that's, you know, that's probably the low end of what people are paying. Now, because I make just enough money that I don't qualify for government subsidies, I'm going to have to pay an additional $400 a month for Obamacare premiums. The government is forcing me to pay $400 a month to a private company. Talk about, you know, holding the people hostage. So I'm basically at a loss. Like, what am I going to do? What is the youth of America going to do? People that my parents didn't have me on their insurance plan till I was 26 years old. You know, I'm footing my own bill. So basically the future generations are never, ever going to get out of this debt. And I think that that's the plan.
Well, that's it. I mean, they had the banker bailout that was tens of trillions of dollars 5 years ago. This has been ruled a tax to private interest. And then they wrote it, but they have all these trendy stars out there, so it must be cool. We must not be trendy, Leanne.
No, I'm not trendy at all. I don't know if you saw the I Pledge campaign that they rolled out of 2008, where they were getting all the kids in elementary school to pledge to Obama, pledge allegiance to Obama, and they had Ashton Kutcher and Jessica Alba.
Now, we saw it and covered it, and I saw it reposted in InfoWars today.
Yeah.
This is cult-like.
Yes.
And it was using all of America's goodwill to have good race relations and live in peace to really sell a corporate foreign takeover.
Yeah.
It is incredibly cynical that they've done this.
Right, and I've been seeing on Twitter, like, oh, you know, everyone's racist. That's what you get, and how the Republicans are holding the government hostage. But no one's saying that the government is holding the American people hostage. They are basically holding a gun to your head and forcing you to enroll, or else you are going to be punished.
And by the way, it was earlier Republicans that wrote this bill over a decade ago. And then now there are some newer ones put in by people that are concerned that don't want to go along with it. And there are some Democrats that don't like it as well, but they make it all a Republican-Democrat issue.
Right.
Mitt Romney and the insurance companies wrote this. And I see comments on InfoWars going, oh, okay, the insurance companies are making money. Sure, they wrote it, but so what? They want to help us. These foreign, ruthless corporations that have been looting the entire world. It's the height of naivete. Well, Leanne, you've been doing a lot of great reports here at InfoWars. We're going to go to your report in a moment. Overall, you knew a lot when we hired you. You'd already been a listener and viewer of the show. But as a journalist, you know, somebody with a degree from UT, someone that's done journalism before, working here, though, being immersed in it, are things worse than you thought, or is it not as bad as you thought?
Well, every day that I come to work, first of all, it's true what they say, when you do what you love, it doesn't feel like work. Like, we're here all hours of the night, and it's kind of scary because you're here behind. I always knew the mainstream media was kind of a joke, but now I see it, and I see how they attack you. I see how they attack us, but then they'll take the talking points and spin it into their own mainstream way and just try to devalue what it is that we do here. And it's definitely a lot scarier. I'm trying to trying to not be scared, but I'm making plans.
Well, I'll tell you what. I want to give you 3 or 4 minutes to tell the New World Order what you think of them, but also just rant, Leanne. Look in the camera right there, teleprompter free. You tell folks what you've learned at InfoWars, where you see the world going, and how we turn this around, and then you throw it to your report coming up. Tell us about the special report.
Well, we are definitely on to you. We're on to the New World Order. We know your plans. I have been watching your plans unfold before my eyes since I was about 15 years old. And now I am here working at InfoWars. It is my job to take you down, to let the world see what you're up to expose your lies, expose your corruption. And we're going to win. That's what I feel every day that I come here. It is devastating. It is scary. But the more that we expose you and expose what you're up to and wake America up, the more I know that we're going to beat you. So here's my report. Well, the latest from the government-backed Hollywood propaganda machine is a series of funny-or-die comedy skits supporting Obamacare. The latest Obama cult video to roll out spoofs the television show Scandal and features Jennifer Hudson as the Washington crisis manager. But the scandals she encounters can all be easily fixed with the Affordable Care Act. Go.
Solving insane scandals left and right.
I'm here. Where are you?
My past is coming back to haunt me, and it's going to ruin everything.
Start from the beginning.
I had asthma as a kid, and now my insurance company wants to drop me. Something about pre-existing conditions.
And what was that, October 1st?
Hudson was one of a number of celebrities who attended a White House meeting in July to discuss ways that Hollywood could campaign for the law. Funny or Die has 19 million unique users and over 60 million video views per month. The pro-Obamacare videos are aimed strategically at the site's demographic, 18 to 35-year-olds whose enrollment in Obamacare is essential if the healthcare law is to succeed. Otherwise, the act won't be so affordable. Groups on the right have made videos of their own. This creepy Uncle Sam ad by optout.org encourages young people to keep the government from playing doctor. We told you about the government-sponsored video contest that has $30,000 in cash and prizes for the best pro-Obamacare propaganda. The contest has already sparked this little gem by song parodist Remy, who probably shocked the DHS with his spin on Obamacare.
Causing thousands of layoffs, taking its toll. What's so good for people that they're forced to enroll? What's a law that's so good, folks who passed and defended it? See it in God waivers to be exempted. it's like
Obamacare requires legions of Hollywood elite to brainwash the youth into thinking that it's cool. Now, I've got no problem with a little targeted advertising in a free market situation. You've come to expect that type of thing. But with Obamacare, your enrollment is forced, thereby making these kinds of campaigns purely propaganda. If you want to show your support for socialized healthcare, head on over to the InfoWars shop and pick up some new gear, because death panels are cool. That's at InfoWarsShop.com. Reporting for the InfoWars Nightly News, I'm Leanne McAdoo.
Friends, I told you we're going to have special guests tonight. We're going to be joined by Obamacare later, the Halloween mask. It's on the cover of InfoWars magazine. But right now we're joined by Prozac, the killer clown. After all, it's good for kids. Prozac, it's good to have you here.
Good to be here.
When they did studies with you in 79 and 80, they found a 15-fold increase in homicidal murder.
Oh, yeah.
So tell us, how do you make people, I mean, why is everybody that commits mass murder almost always on a derivative of Prozac?
It's just a lot of fun. And we're going to be in the water soon. We'll be in the water soon. Yeah.
Well, then everybody will do it. Can we get a shot? I mean, it's right there on your forehead. You're proud of it. Even your insert says it makes you commit mass murder and suicide and death. But now you're wearing it right. So I guess that means we need to give it to kids.
Oh, yeah. The kids love it.
In fact, right here it says, remember, kids, there's nothing better than mass murder pills.
Get a little bit of Prozac.
Hey, what do you think about all the Hollywood people getting behind Obamacare? It's not like they're bought and paid for by mega corporations or whores, lying to everybody when it's meant to screw them. Do you like that? What do you think about Leanne's report?
Well, I think Leanne needs some Prozac.
That'll teach her. It does kill brain cells.
It does. Well, what?
What's wrong with diabetes, too?
That's my brother.
Well, I tell you, folks. I mean, who else? Nobody's ever gotten Prozac the Killer Clown on air. We are the first. Jakari?
This is breaking
news. Hey, I put a little bit in your water, fellas. Enjoy it.
Well, yeah, the AP found a few years ago that you're much higher in levels of most major cities than could even be runoff, and it's a generic type. They're putting you in the water already for our own safety. We wonder why Americans put up with all this. You're in the water.
I'm in the water!
With your friend, your other brother. Is fluoride your older or younger brother?
Fluoride's my second cousin.
Well, actually, fluoride's the main ingredient in you.
Oh, yeah! What?
Hey, give me a high five. Good job, all the school shootings.
High five!
Yeah!
Five.
Yeah!
Yeah!
All right, go kill somebody. All right, folks. I'm sorry, Jakar. We're trying to give... It's under the fairness doctrine.
Yes.
We're going to give coverage to the other side.
Yeah, you have to do that, Alex, because people don't know about guys like Prozac and all these other psychotic drugs, these mass murder pills that nobody ever wants to report about.
That almost every shooter's on.
Oh, yeah, but that doesn't mean anything. It's just, you know, if you get funded by the drug companies, that's something that you don't want to mention.
Which is the biggest funder of the dominant mainstream media. Well, they're not dominant anymore, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, because every time they go to a break, you know, even when you went on Piers Morgan, you know, stream of... Of those murder people.
They didn't like that. I said, you're sponsored by mass murder people.
Let's move on now.
And then it goes.
Yeah.
Jakari, hey, let's just spend a few minutes here live at 8:12 Central or 8:13 Central. You've been here a year and a half now, isn't it?
Just over a year.
Just over a year. I just get it all mixed up.
It really goes fast. It doesn't seem like
Well, you are kicking butt as a reporter, kicking butt out there on the streets. Is this what you thought before you came, before we get to your report? Is this what you thought it would be?
It is. You know, it took a while to, you know, had a little bit of growing pains. Now, nothing against the operation, just I moved from a different city and dealing with all that good stuff. But, you know, after I've been here for a while and really starting to find, you know, things I really like to do, I like to go out in the streets and interact with people. I even went out to the state house today, and I was very surprised that there wasn't any type of Obamacare protest. But I did happen to run into some guys from Concealed Carry, Texas. Those guys are always out there. Talk to C.J. Grisham, the guy who was rudely displaying his rifle. You know, he was out there because they had a government shutdown. He's an active duty soldier. So he said, I'll just go up here and talk to my legislators and let them know that I want open carry here in the state of Texas, but that's neither here or there. But it's really been what I thought it would be.
I have an idea. Leanne, come straighten his tie.
No. Oh, is it that bad?
Oh, man. She was coming to do it. See, I could tell. Whenever I got, like, sweat dripping down off my melon, she comes in here and helps. There you go. Leanne is a little bit over there. I can't do it. There you go. If we do it on camera, Leanne comes straight in the tie on air. This is teleprompter free, folks. This is not a game.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. All is well. Wait a minute. Obamacare, you're not coming on yet. You can come in here for just a minute. But we're going to have you in there with your biggest supporter in a minute. Just come in here for just a minute. We're getting back to what Jakari has to break down. Who's your favorite reporter to work with?
I say David Knight.
David's cool cat, isn't he?
Yeah.
There we go.
Oh, man, you're kind of creepy there, Obamacare.
By the way, we got 130 of these out on the streets. You can become Obamacare as well. It's the ultimate. Get these in bulk, get them out to folks, wake people up. I just hope everybody gets them. That's 260,000
masks.
There. Folks will like that.
I have just a disclaimer. I have nothing to say because I'm not up and running yet.
Oh, you had a few glitches today, didn't you?
Nothing's going on yet. But I'm coming for your grandma. You see me? Look right here.
You're coming right here. For grandma?
I'm coming for grandma. I'm coming for grandma.
You have a death panel coming up, Obamacare?
She hits a certain age. She's not going to be hydrated. No nutrition for her. It's in the bill.
Yeah, but that's how Bill Gates said we're going to hire 10 teachers. Hey, good job killing grandma. High five. F grandma. Yeah, come on. Yeah, give me another high five. Grandma's going down. Yeah. Yeah. Case for killing grandma. Let's put up that. Hey, here's one for Newsweek. We can put it up. Case for killing granny. Screw you, granny. We're coming for you. I'm going to join Team Obama. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
It's like two.
Yeah.
All over again.
Hell yeah. Line up all the old people. Mow them down. I'm trendy.
Got to have those teachers.
If I fund Al-Qaeda, I'll get a peace prize.
Mm-hmm. And nobody blames you for it when those kids get killed by the...
Hey, let's cheer Obama and Al-Qaeda. Yeah, yeah. Baby! Yeah!
Wait, do we have the USA? No, probably.
USA! 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 Let's get it in here. Get Obamacare in here right now. Come here. Down with grandma. Take her ass out. Take her ass out. Yeah.
Break grandma.
Yeah. Take her out.
USA. 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 USA.
I think Superman should get an American flag as his cape. Yeah. USA. Case for killing granny. Damn right. Excuse me. I don't mean to celebrate so much. It's a big day for me.
I know.
Jakari. Socialist healthcare has worked so good. They came in with fascist healthcare, even worse. I mean, better. Get into your news articles. I'm going to shut up now.
Well, if we can put that article back up, the White House website. This is what you will see if you go to the White House website right now. It says, due to Congress's failure to pass legislation to fund the government, the information on the site may not be up to date. So that's the official White House website. You can see the link right up there at the top. So, it made me think about a lot of things. It made me think about Obama's dog who has a private helicopter. It made me think about the $7 million vacation.
No, a private Osprey.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I downgraded
a jump jet that costs 50 times a helicopter.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. That's like riding in a Pinto, you know, saying he rides in a helicopter.
He doesn't ride in a Blackhawk. He rides in an Osprey, bud.
Okay, so the Osprey helicopter, the $7 million vacations, the Secret Service SWAT teams that accompany the girls to their summer vacations and so forth. You know, the private vacations and all that. And it really made me...
The armed guards at their private school, they won't be in a shutdown.
Yeah, I mean, and you can't go take a White House tour because of budget cuts because they don't have proper funding. It just made me think about all that before I got into this. But what I want to talk
None of that's going to be shut down. Not the NSA, none of it.
No, none of that, none of that.
But I can still say USA, USA.
Yeah, USA.
Did you hear about the UT Longhorns?
The YouTube, I know about the Longhorn.
I mean, that's all that matters. Come on.
Oh, the tailgates and all that? Yeah, that's the only thing that matters. The only thing. But what I'll talk about here tonight, Alex, is the ways that people will be affected by Obamacare besides just having their pocketbooks. And maybe we can get a dot cam going over here. First article we have tonight, Obamacare, doctors planning career exit. Now, your father knows a little something about this, right? He's planning to retire rather than have to jump through all the...
He loves his work. He says there's no way to follow it. He's going to quit 10 years early. He's 63, and he just says he's sayonara.
Yeah, and it says
Yippee-ki-yay.
Six out of 10 physicians would rather retire than have to implement all this stuff. It's so ridiculous. And
well, you have to deny care.
Yeah.
And that's something he can't do, so he's an extremist.
Yeah, that sounds pretty
He doesn't want to kill Granny.
I know, and that's rather extreme in today's day and age. And let's move on to this. Does President want Obamacare death panels for higher education? Now, this is an article that talks about how if you are a higher education student, you will get preferential treatment if you're under Obamacare. If you sign up, if you don't take the opt-out, if you don't take the hard fee, you'll get preferential treatment. You'll get higher student loans and better return.
No, they're saying comply and you get more goodies.
Yeah. You get the goodies. You get all the freebies. You get to be one of the people who goes out to the medical center and get your free abortions and all that good stuff. That's what they want you to get. And it doesn't stop there.
You can't beat a free abortion.
No, there's nothing
wrong with that. Pepsi needs flavor additives.
Yeah, those Pepsi fetuses, and not to mention the aspartame in your diet.
What's wrong with fetus flavoring?
I guess nothing if you're Hannibal Lecter.
You're not racist against fetus flavor.
Everybody's racist against fetus flavor.
Not me. I'm trendy.
Okay, I'm sorry. Well, I guess I'm a little more trendy. And we also have this: state rep, surrender your gun for Obamacare. This documents how if you go into the doctor, they can ask you all the questions that they need to know. You say, oh, I hurt my shoulder. And they say, well, Mr. Jones, have you been shooting your AK-47? And you say, well, why are you asking about my AK-47? Well, Mr. Jones, we saw you admit that you have 50 guns. Do you not have 50 guns, Mr. Jones? And what would you say?
By the way, they already ask you under this if you have guns and stuff. I tell them none of your business.
But we already know you have guns, Mr. Jones.
It's none of your business.
Oh, well, it sounds pretty extreme.
Well, they actually say they can deny you the care if you don't answer it.
Oh, yeah, and it says they can also condition your care, give you less care. You know, so when you go in for that knee operation, they give you the cane or they give you the cold pill.
No, it's all social engineering. You play ball. You sounds like a great system.
Oh, well, come on now. All right, let's do this one. Obamacare will question your sex life.
You know, I know they do that in Australia and Europe, and I think the government has every right to know what I do sexually.
Really?
I think that's totally reasonable.
Well, why don't we just tell them right now, Alex. Tell them about your last encounter.
Well, I'm a virgin.
Oh, really?
I am a virgin, yeah. And I never lie, neither does Obama.
Okay. All right, yeah. I'm like Obama, too. I never lie. And I like that graphic you guys made.
No, that's a real photo. He was...
Oh yeah, that's
his boyfriend, Hillary. You know, she's got plenty of friends as well. But
I like how he has his suit on in bed. He's very very professional right there. All right, Alex. Let's get to this. Let's get down to the nitty gritty. I want to go through some quotes we heard about Obamacare early on. Okay, you can keep your current health care insurance. You can keep your own doctor. I will not sign a bill that adds one dime to the deficit. Insurance rates will go down under health care reform. What's wrong with that?
Well, they've doubled. They are making you get new health care and redo it. And the website doesn't even work for it. And it's
he doesn't lie, Alex. He has a peace price.
You're right. And the foreign insurance companies didn't write the bill either, even though they did. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I'm just trying to be trendy here.
You're not trying hard enough, Alex, because I go out in the streets every day and I see, you know, the people out on South Congress, and they love the Obamacare, and they love the free abortions, and they love the health care, and they love the textbook saying that you can't talk about Jesus. They love all that. Guys like that. Guys just like that. That smiling. He's a smiling, friendly guy.
Well, he's not an authoritarian. He's a liberal, so it makes it all right.
Oh, yeah, that's perfectly.
And the Republicans won't challenge him because they're controlled at the top, mm-hmm. So what's the big deal?
We
already know torture's good, secret arrest is good, funding Al-Qaeda's good. Jakari, abortion's good.
I know it's good. That's why I support Obama.
It's good to fund forced abortions in China and places. It's liberal.
Forced sterilizations. You need
right here in America. It's good to have the cancer rate up. It's good. It's good that there's too many of us. They're helping us. I mean, come on.
Yeah, okay. All right, how about
Hey, it's good to say we can't have air conditioning in the house, but Obama can have Air Force One.
That is a real clip. If you have not seen that, I definitely encourage you to go to YouTube and type in Obama says Africans should not have air conditioning. I was very surprised. You know, even I work here and I work with Alex. Sometimes he says stuff. I'm like, that cannot possibly be true. Then I go look it up, and then there's Obama saying Africans can't have air conditioning.
Well, a lot of times, too, I'll have one clip and I'll say something else on it with something else that happened. People go, oh, that wasn't in that. Mm-hmm. But there's like five times worse what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Because the average person's nice and doesn't get how evil these people are. That's the problem, is the average person's not thinking like this.
Well, you're so naive. You know, I'm sure you were like that back when you started 17, 18
years. I was very naive.
And the same thing when I started here. And I was like, oh, come on, it can't be that bad. There you see it right there. There's Obama saying that that Africans should not have air conditioning. But, you know, I was the same. When I was like, these guys can't be that bad. And I voted for Obama back in 2008. And, you know, I heard, you know, guys like Alex Jones saying that Obama's this and Obama's that. And then as I saw these things roll out, and I saw him like, well, he doesn't think the Patriot Act's too bad. He didn't shut down Guantanamo Bay. He signed the NDAA. And then his true colors started to be revealed.
And again, Obama himself was put there to create the division, to create all the infighting. He's a puppet. But the point is that he's the ultimate puppet as the closer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the big issue. The big fight is here. Jakari, we're going to go to a break and come back with Gigi Urnetta and her final report tonight. And then we'll have a break and a special visit by a big-time Obamacare supporter and Obamacare, as you just saw with Prozac the Killer Clown, will be here. And a little bit of humor to this very serious situation. But bottom line, we are seeing a big awakening. That's not just hype. What is your take on the state of the world right now?
You know, like I said, I go out in the streets a lot, and people are starting to wake up. You know, people who were maybe indifferent, maybe they're starting to lean a little more towards maybe there's something going on that they don't know about. You know, and even here at InfoWars, we don't have all the answers, but we're willing to ask the questions. And that's really what it is. Like you gave a speech a few months ago, you don't necessarily have to beat these people every time on every table, but you do have to be willing to get into the arena. You have to get in an arena with the NWO and be able to take them on. Just stand your ground. I recently came in contact with Austin Police Department and a few other police departments.
And the Blaze picked it up in other news. You stood your ground.
Yeah, just stand your ground. And you notice the guy, he backed off because he knew he was in the wrong. And then that's what it takes. You have to stand up.
And he knew there were cameras there.
Yeah, and that's another big thing. Take a camera with you. Don't just go out and do it. Take a camera with you.
I guarantee you, if it had been me or you, it didn't matter. If it had been in the middle of the night, nobody there, you'd have been jacked up bad.
Yeah.
But you still took a lot of courage doing what you're doing. And again, that cop looked like a fool at the end anyways, when you arrest the guy for a legal gun and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that guy's a clown.
Yeah.
And I don't feel good that he's a clown. I wish he'd join us.
Yeah, and then we went and talked to Jerry Patterson, you know, who actually wrote the law that said you can carry your black powder pistol. He's like, I can't believe that actually happened. You know, that's an interview we'll have coming up here in the next week or so.
Yeah, where is that? You already did. That's a big report.
Yeah, it'll probably be ready next day or so. Yeah.
I know you guys are doing so much. It's just, when do you get it all out? Mm-hmm. Well, Jakari, bottom line, it's great having you here at InfoWars.
Oh, thank you. Happy being here, Alex.
Amazing job. I tell you, doing these contests and finding folks like Jakari, true talent in the fight for liberty, it's amazing, and it's so good to know these people and to be working with them, and they teach me stuff. I try to teach them stuff. But it's just amazing to have you out there supporting us. This is truly original. This is absolute original Americana. You better believe it. This is the stuff that liberty and freedom and everything that's good is made out of. We're going to go to break and come back with Gigi Urnetta here in studio with her breakdown of things, then her special report. Then we're going to end the official transmission. It's already an hour and a half long. And come back with the number one supporter of Obamacare. You do not want to miss this.
The Alex Jones Channel is the official page of the InfoWar. But don't miss what's happening on our other channels. The Info Warrior, with the week's best videos. Prison Planet Live, where Paul Joseph Watson gives his expert analysis. And keep up with the rest of the InfoWars crew on our other pages. All of our videos are available to repost for educational purposes. See the sidebar of the Alex Jones Channel for the subscription links. And remember, you can always find our videos in the highest quality by becoming a member of PrisonPlanet.tv.
InfoWarsStore.com, a conscious and involved distributor of independently made products that support a healthy and aware community. Dive into cleaner waters with your own ProPure system and Pro1D filter. Save 10% with the promo code WATER. We've handpicked a veritable treasure trove of the best non-GMO seed banks on the market. And our selection of films showcases a wealth of knowledge outdone only by our books. Check for combo packs to multiply your savings. Wear your colors proudly with one of these conversation starters. Now available in pink. Get prepared and fund the revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Well, it's the final official serious segment. We got some satirical dark satire coming up after the break, but Gigi Urnetta is joining us. You know, Kit Daniels last week broke the news. I mean, no one else had covered it. I was actually upset that we were breaking it because I just want to beat these people. That's all. At the end of the day, I want to beat the tyrants, not be slaves. I mean, that's what floats my boat. That's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm excited about, okay? You could have the choice of, $1 trillion, Marilyn Monroe, or freedom for humanity. I want freedom. And it's not that the other stuff is bad. It's that what I'm after is freedom, freedom in our time. That's my goal. That's what I want, a future for my children, a future for your children. And I hate the spirit of just decadence and corruption and kind of the gangs of government and corporations getting together to abuse people and to dumb them down to control them. But he came out and he goes, look at this. There's a letter from the General Accounting Office and the governmental oversight groups and all these letters for a year. I didn't know this, that they were going to use groups like Acorn. And one group in New York is called Seedco that's been caught doing all this stuff to implement it. And they're going to go to your door with all your info with government computers and make you enroll and do whatever they want. We put that article out, and then today in the New York Post and other news, it came out that indeed that's the plan, and that they're even using groups that have signed agreements and admitted they've been engaged in stuff to be part of this. In fact, there's the headline right there. Door-to-door identity theft likely under Obamacare. But that's only part of it. There's all the sharing of data and the mainlining of the NSA in the Obamacare law about sharing info. That's why it's 13,000 pages long, 3,000 in the bill, 10,600 in the writers, because it's just written to take everything over. They're just adding stuff into it. But I think they've jumped the shark, to use a Fonzie analogy here, going way too far. And, of course, we've got Gigi Urnetta here joining us, breaking down her angle on this. Gigi, it's one thing to see it pass 3 years ago, to see the insurance companies write it. Now it's here, and it's horrible, and it's shutting things down, and it's a scam. But the followers are saying, you're liars. We believe in Obama. He's going to give us free stuff, and you feel so sorry for them.
They all think we're the criminals for saying, oh, Obamacare is awful. But the fact is there is no privacy left. They don't realize yet. They're not just being indoctrinated. They're about to lose any shred of privacy. And what I worked on here is the electronic health records, this data that's getting shoved into this huge hub that DHS, DOJ, HHS, Social Security, IRS, they all have access to this information. And it's your private information. It's your health records, your money. They have access to your finances. And the thing is look at Edward Snowden. He was able to get access to all that. And then people that they're hiring at the HHS to handle this stuff, they don't have the kind of background checks that Edward Snowden had.
Oh, if you think the TSA uses their power to rob people, get ready.
Oh, yeah. Now, check this out. If you go into a room and the doctor asks these questions and he puts all the information into this data hub, which he'll do, you'll have an exam and he'll ask you questions and he'll go into a data hub. The pharma is actually snooping on you. Pharma companies want to know all the details. They want to know what you need, what your diagnosis is, because they want to sell to you. So in a way...
Well, more than that, it's like Google Ads. They admit federally they're then going to actuary and tell the doctor what he can do. And they told my dad, who manages 22 offices, he's getting out of it, play ball. And he told bigger companies, they told him, play ball and we won't arrest you. And my dad's like, what the hell? I'm out of here. What country am I in? They're telling him, you'll do what we say or we'll find something on you.
Oh, yeah.
These are feds in meetings.
Oh, yeah. And they
my dad's going to get mad at me even telling this, but.
But the thing is
doesn't matter. He's out of their grasp in 15 days.
Oh, he's very blessed.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
About to get really, really ugly. So Big Pharma basically not only has access to your health care, but they're also accessing your doctor. So they're guiding the doctor. So if the doctor follows the rules, then, you know, the pharma who has the most money.
They're spying on your medical records.
Absolutely.
If you've got a hernia or you've got herpes or you've got arrhythmia, they know.
Or if you're having sex.
Now, they ask you, who are you having sex with? Yeah.
And they want to know what...
How about go to hell?
Exactly. How about it's NYOB, none of your business? So basically, pharma is using the doctors and they're using our information. And the thing is there's nothing really in here about protecting the patient. It's probably
the terrorist?
Yeah.
We don't protect the terrorists.
It's almost like we are on the last of the list. It's all about incentivizing. That was the reason that they said it was okay to access information, because they want to incentivize so that the medical system will continue to fund itself. It's like this giant blob. That's what it's all about.
A giant cancer?
Mm-hmm, pretty much.
So keep going through these points.
Okay, so now we have Big Pharma in the room with you, which is creepy enough. Then you have to think about all the people behind the pharma. How about the cyber hackers? How about the people that are breaking into the systems?
The Chinese communists.
Absolutely. Those are the big ones right now.
Yeah, you were showing me the article.
Yeah, and in my report, I go into a little bit more detail, but the Chinese right now, they have the main one is Hidden Links, which is like, they're like the top echelon of the hackers. And they're really going after government facilities and financial institutions. But it's a huge ring. It's a criminal ring. So money talks. There's so much money behind it. So they may not be the ones handling it at that level. They may hire some of their minions to do it, but they have a ring, a criminal ring, that they're actually taking people's information. They're taking your information of your diagnosis, your treatment, your finances, and your social security number, and they are looking to sell it on the market. In fact, I believe it was $20,000 for your medical information.
That's incredibly valuable. And if that isn't good enough, they've got Akron-type groups coming to your door demanding, like census going, you didn't enroll?
But the thing is, they don't even have to come knock on your door because they can just get into your hard drive. They can get into the doctor's hard drive. They can go to the data hub and get this information. They don't even have to leave their desk.
Obamacare is hiring all these known criminal groups to run it. I mean, this is a mafia takeover.
Follow the money. It's all about follow the money.
Why do they think they're so invincible now? I mean, they're just committing crime everywhere.
Because they hire groups like this, like Hidden Links, to do their dirty work. They've got the top-notch, smartest people, and if they don't have them, they just murder them, like they did that guy that knew how to hack into cars.
Or medical devices.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we still alive, then? Everybody marvels and everything. I guess they don't want to make us martyrs. I think that's
the
answer.
It's too late, because we're already out. I do believe that has something to do with it.
Yeah, that's what Jim Garrison said. Wow, you've done a lot of work. Gigi, listen, it's just fun to have you live on air right now. It's 8:37, 8:38 right now on the atomic clock.
I have one more thing.
No, take your time. Yeah.
One more thing. I'm not going to keep everybody up too late because everybody's, it's a school night. But imagine this. Your doctor is trying to figure out how to use this system. He doesn't want to do with this. He wants to deal with the patients. That patient relationship is now over. Not only can you not share anything with him, you can't share your private information. You don't want to tell him you have herpes or you're getting an abortion or anything, because that will go all over the world. It is now global. It is no longer private.
And they admit they're going to share it. Exactly. It's the RNs are now, I talk to all day doing paperwork, because that's what the hospital can sell, and that's under the law. They're not even doing the medical stuff. Take my dad. He's never been a lobbyist, never been a consultant. In the last 4 years, he became a lobbyist just to go testify what he was seeing, not just in dental stuff and oral surgery, but in other medical stuff. He's a smart guy, doing a lot of work all over the country. And he saw cases in Texas with medical clinics where they would implement a deal through the state to the federal government where you'd fill out the charts, but they would send a few charts as a mistake, as a file overlaid. Mm-hmm. The feds only had to hit one button to separate them. They used every case as a criminal felony and, like, seized the company, took all its money, shut it down. It's just there's no due process. Mm-hmm. And that's why 63% of doctors in that Reuters poll say they're going to retire early, because they're going, if I literally dot a T wrong, mm-hmm. literally dot a T wrong, jail time. There's no nothing. That's why they're gone. And that's their plan. Bankrupt it, then bring in foreign doctors.
Absolutely. And I think this is exactly what happened to Mr. Tuttle in this movie.
I hereby inform you, under powers entrusted to me under Section 47, Paragraph 7 of Council Order Number 438476, that Mr. Buttle Archibald, residing at 412 North Tower, Shangri-La.
And then they hand his wife the bill, and in the movie, and by the way, I know Terry Gilliam, I've been told by multiple sources, I haven't contacted him, is a viewer and a listener. Just like I was told years ago that people like Viggo Mortensen were, and we finally got him, he was. But the point is, he was awake back in the 80s or even in the 70s. If you see something like that in the movie, just a computer glitch, they go pick up Mr. Tuttle, and then somebody's concerned about it, so they pick him up, and it just shows how these systems work. And that's to show his knowledge. And even 85, when they do the snatch and grab, they put a bag over your head. I mean, that's how real this is.
They did in Argentina too.
That's right, where your family's from.
Mm-hmm. When they wanted to just disappear you, they'd throw the thing over your head and drag you out of the house in the middle of the night. It's very real. Very real. And what's scary is watching something like that from 1985 and realizing that it's today, that it's now.
All I can say is we're not Russia or Germany or China, man. We got 400 million guns. If these people think they're going to, I mean, they got nothing coming.
And that's the thing about this whole, they think you have a post-traumatic stress, you have some kind of disorder, there goes your gun right out the door. And they're already
Well, see, that's the
that.
Thing. People need to understand, they know it's going to be a war. They hate Americans. As corrupt as we are, and we built their New World Order for them with our blood and energy, they know liberty is here. They want us shut down. This is like a war to extinguish us. People need to get that out there. This is so incredibly serious. Tell us about your report that's coming up.
In my report, I cover the EHR, the electronic health records. I also cover a little bit about cyber attacks and just making people realize how important it is to basically do everything you can to keep this thing from happening. I mean, we still have a chance. They're still fighting over Obamacare, so maybe we can make a difference.
As I said, they've jumped the shark. Gigi, great having you, a member of the team. Great job. We're going to go to break with her report and then come back, and then we're going to have a special guest and round up the show here this evening. Still figuring out what the special guest, when I put the rubber hood on, is going to talk about here. But the point is that he's a big supporter. That's all we can tell you. So I have to, like, channel that here in a moment. It's a little bit of fun.
I better get out of here, though.
The media will actually, you're the one that bought the mask. I'll just admit it. Oh, there you go. We're going to have a comedy division here soon.
Absolutely.
The truth is, we were going to do this piece with me as Captain Kirk fighting Gore. You know, the famous scene with the lizard. Turns out he's an Obamacare supporter. And so he's going to be joining us coming up the next segment. So thank you. But here is your report. As we go into the hour and 42nd minute of this transmission.
Obamacare not only opens up Americans to the obvious cyber threat nationally, but also globally. Cyber vulnerabilities originate from the required Obamacare Federal Data Services Hub, which involves the NSA, DHS, DOJ, HHS, Social Security Administration, and let's not forget the IRS. At first glance, it may seem like a simple case of everyone knowing your personal health information, which is bad enough, but the damage is far-reaching. The first part of it starts with the HITECH Act, a mandate that requires physicians to transfer to computerized versions of patient paper charts by 2015. Once the doctors have figured out the new computer systems, And bear in mind, they have less time than their staff to spend on training. Then they have to deal with normal computer glitches like missing information. Things like that have caused complications, and a few have even tragically led to deaths. Doctors are no match for cyber hackers like Hidden Links, who's believed to be a China-based cyber hacking group. Symantec estimates the group has 100 employees and says it's been operating for 4 years. They are bleeding-edge computer scientists making serious amounts of money. Cyber criminals target health insurance information because they can take the records and commit various frauds and identity theft. And not only that, but they'll have access now to birth dates, social security numbers, diagnosis, treatments, and thanks to the IRS, now they'll have access to financials. And Obamacare invites Big Pharma into your privates. It's where they access the patient's chart, prescribe, and bill, said Ed Fauch, MD, executive chairman of the PDR network. Fauch's firm is not an electronic health records or EHR vendor, but its drug information is delivered to prescribers via EHRs. So the wolves are waiting at your door to devour you. And it's not just the ones in our administration, like the NSA, but also the Chinese cyber hackers who look at you as fair game, because the United States has now made the EHR a requirement. Sign up for PrisonPlanet.tv today and give your username and password to up to 10 people. And don't forget to pick up your copy of this month's magazine, which is all about Obamacare. I'm Gigi Arnetta with this InfoWars Nightly News Special Report.
It is absolutely reasonable to have the government run your health care. Forget all the secret testing that's been done against the population, all the syphilis in the vaccines, the cancer viruses. It is completely reasonable to do whatever we say. We care about you and are going to take great care of you. I personally absolutely love L-O-V-E. I tip my hat to the New World Order and suggest all of you drink more fluoride and that all men and women fight with each other and your families break up because the state on my planet, I meant in my neighborhood, is absolutely king. This is a beautiful system being set up that would make Adolf Hitler, Jeffrey Dahmer, and Joe Stalin absolutely proud. This is a system where we can feed, I mean help all of you continually. I thought for all of you out there that we could I thought that we would actually help you out a little bit and give you Obamacare, which would be the most fabulous and glorious program you've ever seen. And that's why we're all wearing our fancy duds today as fancy dandies, here with our good friend Obamacare, who joins us to discuss all that it's got planned for you and Grandma especially.
How are you, Herpy?
Fresh meat.
How's your hernia?
Oh, how's your
homosexuality?
It's in the entire database, my boy.
I'm watching you. I'm watching you.
Isn't it good? Take your hat off. Look at you. Obamacare. Absolutely beautiful. You're looking gorgeous today. Running their lives and all, begging and seizing it, running it all. Think of all that we've done. Just 60 years ago, the lowest health care prices, highest longevity, doing, and we took it over because we're insurance companies who wrote it. Let me pick my teeth here. John Wayne's a little lampreyfish cleaning my teeth. Think of how beautiful the program has been. Now it's the most expensive in the world, lowest quality, and it's only going to get 100 times worse, my boy. And then they'll beg us to save them again. my little Liebling has a beautiful skull, like I'd suck the flesh off your head like a dying child, an aborted fetus. Oh, the beauty of it, yeah? The rapture. Liberal, give me a peace prize, torture, murder, death. Peace prize, Peace Prize, you're racist against lizards. Racist! Racist! I'm sorry, go ahead, my friend.
How is your racism?
If you don't accept all the vaccines, you're racist.
I want to know.
If you don't do whatever I say, you're racist.
Let me know things about
racist, 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 racist.
So?
Racist, 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 racist.
We'll
flagellate yourself with a bullwhip immediately.
That herpes you contract.
Soon we will shut down that media. It will be a beautiful spectacle. Listen, let's get over Obama. Here, let's show some of the news articles for all the viewers out there. Let's go over some of the news articles. Look at this. Surprise! Oh, the Health Insurance Exchange website doesn't work. As if we didn't plan that all along. Wreck the entire system. Oh, I've done this on hundreds of planets. The beauty is extraordinary. Oh, he says expect delays for months, like the delays with Al-Qaeda attacking Syria. Oh, there's that beauty, of course. And let's move along. He said he shouldn't have to do anything. Oh, look, it is a halo on his little heady-weddy. Ah, the beauty of it. It's absolutely scrumptious, isn't it? You have anything else to add?
How is his herpes?
You will run their lives and make them beg you, and they won't remember how the health care got worse. But act trendy.
I'm coming to
No, don't use that voice. Use a loving NPR voice, like you would use to coax a child into your vehicle that you plan to torture for 6 weeks. Oh, I have candy. I have free health care. I have a puppy. I'm not racist. Oh, come to me. Here, try it. Come to me, my child.
Come to me, my child.
They come to me, my
dear. Enter my car, my child.
Practice it, exactly.
We're going to roll up the windows.
Now have the meat cleaver ready once they get in. Hack at the karate.
We'll release the bioweapon.
What do you do once you get them, though? It's easy to get them. How do you suck the life force out of them? Killing them slowly is the way to go. You, my friend, do it too quickly. Like, take an old lady. We'll take 14 days to dehydrate her, keeping the family outside, that it's key to torture them slowly to be liberal and trendy. Liberal and trendy, liberal and trendy.
Well,
go ahead, tell me how you kill the old woman.
The old surplus population?
No. You don't tell them why we're really doing it.
Oh.
You say we're liberal.
Yes.
Like if you walk up with a hatchet and hit someone in the head, go, liberal, liberal.
Right.
And then it's liberal.
We're here to help you with your herpes.
No, stop obsessing on herpes. Listen to me. Let me talk to you quietly. I brought you through interdimensional gates of hell to suck this planet dry. You do not tell them openly our plan. Tell them you love them and you're here to fight racism. Do you understand? That's where I'll send you back and bring in a new legion. Now get to work. Tell me how you'll seduce them.
I love you. And I just want you to know that if you make $11,000 a year, I'm going to give you a hand.
Good. That's right. More trendy. They go, I'm your friend. Liberal. Trendy. You gotta say, go like,
That's let me come to your home with your four children and your $12,000 a year, and I will completely help you.
No, you have to say, I shut down all your jobs and shipped them to China because I love you. Trendy. Try that.
I sent all of your jobs to China.
For your own good.
For your own good because I'm here to help you.
But you have to say, let me do it. Today on All Things Considered, we'll talk about horrible Assad and what a bad man he is and how he's fighting our loving Al-Qaeda forces. You have to say it with the kind of, like, you know everything. Everything's all right. Hi.
The government.
Let me come on over here.
The government.
Give your rights up to me. Good boy.
The government
loves you. Good boy.
And your herpes.
Good boy. All right. I think we've spent enough time. This is, Alex Jones invited me here so that I might get back into my British accent, have fair and equal time. So we've had the pro-Obama broadcast here. We've come on air, and we've discussed it. And we want to thank you all for watching tonight and ask you all to remember there's no way you can beat us. There's no way you can stop us. Just give us peace prizes. We love you. Anything else, Obamacare, you'd like to add this evening?
Step into my car, young one.
No, go liberal. Don't liberal. Go, don't be racist. Get in the car, my child. Candy. Try that.
Candy.
It's exactly the same. Free health care. Free GMO food stamps.
Free GMO. Free candy.
Shots.
Release the bioweapons.
No. You don't tell them that. We have destroyed more than 1,000 worlds, and idiots like you get in the way of it every time. We've almost got these people. We're teaching them to hate their life force and hate themselves. Good God, what is your problem?
Oh, I'm sorry. Liberal. Oh, not a threat. Oh, help me, I'm weak. I need to learn to talk like that.
I suffer from severe incompetence.
It's all right. You will destroy their enemy. I mean, just never mind. We love you. We're not psychopaths trying to dominate everything. Everything's fine. We love you. I'm not a crook. It's not illegal when the president does it. I tried that once before. They didn't quite listen. Doesn't matter. Al-Qaeda's your friend. But we're taking your rights because of Al-Qaeda. A black ski masker for your baby. Live in fear of us. We'll save you.
I'm not a doctor.
Exactly.
Well, I am not a doctor.
Well, that concludes this transmission, ladies and gentlemen. I feel like I just was reborn. Gwar has now made his delightful appearance on the worldwide transmission. And until then, ladies and gentlemen, remember, New World Order loves you, and it's best to take all the vaccines. That's it for our live Obamacare coverage, right at almost 2 hours. It's 8:56 Central Standard Time, and I will, Lord willing, join you tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, for the official InfoWars.com transmission. John Bowne, we haven't had you on the show officially tonight. You've only been on as Obamacare, my dearie. Why don't you give us a – take us out so we do a full 2 hours here tonight – take us out with your comments seriously on Obamacare.
Well, the main thing that people need to know, you think you got a good deal. You think that they planned everything for you.
Sounds like racist talk.
It is. I got a little bit of ink on here.
Go ahead. Keep going. Racist. Go ahead, racist.
But there's a gigantic plan. Within 20 years, there's going to be robots going to take all our jobs.
They admit, well, it's happening now in China and France. But
right.
It's all about suicide nets, mission nets, right. Gishon nets.
So if you're in a factory now, or you're a fireman or a police officer even, your job's going to be gone in 20, 30 years. So they're not going to need us anymore. They're not going to need us anymore. So this is the last great culling of the population. And they're going to put us in little numbers, and they're going to mark down what we're doing, how we're living our lives. And then when it's time for us, when we reach a certain age, it's time to go, then it's time to go, because they can't support us anymore with Social Security.
And that's their words, not ours. You can argue there's too many of us. So many yuppies, well, there are too many of us, but you're being targeted, dummy.
Yeah, and
it's like he asked Howard Bill, why you? He goes, you're on TV, dummy. Well, I mean, we don't need to go along with this. These people are not
It's completely simple. It's not hard to figure out. All this information we give you is just for people that are interested, but it's real easy.
But death panels are cool.
Death panels are the hippest thing going.
People don't even get what, like, the Obamacare shirt I designed is the pinwheel of death on a Mac.
We should create
when you jump off the suicide net, you fall into that black hole.
Create a new dance called the accelerated death panel.
Colon of Al Gore. I don't know, just another attempt at humor. Oh, there you go. Death panels are cool. They call the Hollywood, it's cool. It's cool to be conned. It's like the UN has award ceremonies. They're on YouTube giving awards to all the sitcoms being anti-family worldwide. For to Romania, to Africa, Czechoslovakia, to Nigeria, here's your award, BSing people. They have award ceremonies about BSing us. They think it's funny. We're just here in Austin, Texas, trying to somehow fight back against this as best we can.
Let's go BS the public again. But that's not what we're doing here.
No, we're not. We're just trying to tell people the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
And we really do feel like a voice in the wilderness here, I'll tell you what. When the mainstream media is taking everything a completely different direction, when they're not interviewing whistleblowers, we have a whistleblower coming up this week that major media didn't want to release.
Here's the good news. The fact that we can shake up the establishment shows how scared they are. The fact that, believe me, they're watching us carefully and don't know what to do because they don't want to kill us because they turn us into martyrs, but they might, you know, come after me anyways. And that's just the way I roll, as they say, because I'm not worried about it. I'm going to tell the truth at the end, but this is an epic thing happening right
now.
People should know.
If you don't fight, it doesn't matter if you hide in the background. It doesn't matter. They're still day one, October 1st, they're coming for you. They're going to make a number out of you. They've got you. They've got you right now. So, you know, you might as well fight, right?
I agree. It's 9 o'clock and 25 seconds central. I think it's now time until tomorrow to say au revoir, bon voyage. Until we meet again, happy trails. And I want to apologize for the political incorrectness. We're not eugenicists here, and we'd like to develop a better plan for humanity than technocracy and global enslavement and then eventual extermination. Until then, great job of the crew working hard today. I think we put in like a 14-hour day today. I put in more than that. I've been since 6 a.m. But great job of the crew. And Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow on the radio. I'm back tomorrow night with the Wednesday edition of InfoWars at Nightly News. So, via con Dios from Prozac, the killer clown. He loves you. He really does.
Now you can watch The Alex Jones Show live as it happens at InfoWars.com/show.
You'll find links to all of our content there and a free 15-day trial for Prison Planet TV.
More than 60 movies and documentaries all in one place at InfoWars.com/show.